Saudara pendengar, badan utama yang mewakili komunitas migran Australia mengatakan akan mencari tahu tentang komitmen dari partai-partai politik besar tentang status kemandirian SPS. Hal itu muncul setelah bos dari ABC, Mark Scott, menyebutkan dalam kata sambutan terakhirnya di ABC sebelum mengundurkan diri tentang adanya kemungkinan penggabungan persahabatan antara dua lembaga penyiaran publik itu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Komentar dari Mark Scott itu dikeluarkan sementara kedua penyiaran umum itu menunggu keputusan pendanaan 3 tahunan dari pemerintah, sementara telah menerima pemangkasan anggaran yang cukup besar pada pemilu tahun 2013 yang lalu.
Increasingly, the ABC and SBS have tripped over each other as each strives to meet its audience and programming needs best to maximize audience engagement. At times we've even bid against each other for programs and content, and there have been scheduling frustrations as well. This has increasingly been the case as SBS has moved away from multilingual programming on its main channel in recent years as it pursues legitimately advertising revenue. And ABC2 and SBS2 are not distinctive offerings in prime time, particularly since SBS2 strategically moved to a schedule dominated by English and American programming acquisitions.
Dalam pidato terakhirnya di National Press Club di Canberra, setelah memegang peranan tertinggi di ABC, Mark Scott menanyakan kemampuan SBS untuk memerankan diri di ajang kawasan media Australia yang terus berganti ini. Mark Scott mengatakan bahwa bergabung dengan ABC akan meningkatkan kemampuan kedua pemancaran umum itu untuk dapat memberikan penghematan sementara mempertahankan identitas organisasi itu sendiri.
By coming together, SBS and the ABC could still offer distinct brands under distinct charters, but it could do it without an entirely separate back office, standalone buildings, studios and technology, IT, legal, finance, HR and corporate divisions, or a separate board. We could spend more of the funding serving audiences. But most importantly, you know, while preserving SBS and the ABC's distinctiveness and identity in this way, bringing the public broadcasters together would save an estimated $40 million per annum from the money that's spent on public broadcasting today. That's what the Boston Consulting Group found when they investigated the issue several years ago. And it's all about freeing up the money to invest more in content for audiences.
Mark Scott juga membeberkan bahwa ia dan mantan Managing Director SBS, Sean Brown, telah membicarakan kemungkinan penggabungan kedua pemancaran umum itu beberapa tahun yang lalu, namun gagal mendapatkan dukungan dari Dewan SBS. Sementara itu, organisasi yang mewakili komunitas yang bukan berbahasa Inggris di Australia, Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia atau FECA, menolak penggabungan kedua pemancaran itu dan percaya bahwa SBS harus tetap berdiri mandiri sebagai wujud media yang beroperasi di bawah piagam mereka sendiri. Chairman dari FECA, Joe Caputo, mengatakan komunitas sebagai pemilik kepentingan juga harus diikutsertakan dalam diskusi tentang semua masalah multibudaya, termasuk masa depan pemancaran multibudaya.
It's interesting that you know these things are coming out to the fore, but and it goes to show you that there are zero consultation between the very powerful figures that operate in this space and the ethnic communities generally. This is extraordinary when you think that in this day and age, if you're talking about so-called friendly mergers and whatever, you would at least think that the major stakeholders and community leaders would be brought in into this discussion and gather their opinions and views about it. And yet no one that I know has ever been consulted about this possible friendly mergers.
Caputo mengatakan FECA akan berusaha untuk mendapatkan komitmen dari partai-partai politik besar tentang masa depan SBS.
We will definitely put it as part of our ongoing advocacy. We will ensure that, especially now that this proposal has come to the, you know, in the public arena, we will take them on board and make sure that we get some commitment from all the parties, all the major parties, and including both the ABC and the SBS, that nothing will change unless there is broadly community consultation and some agreement and commitment on the part of all the bodies involved, you know, political arms as well as the two broadcasters, ensuring that they take the community along with this proposal.
SBS telah mengajukan rencana programnya untuk tahun 2016 ke Canberra, termasuk siaran 24 jam radio Arab. Managing Director SBS Michael Abbott mengatakan bahwa penyiaran SBS selalu mempertahankan relevansinya sepanjang tahun.
The role of SBS is certainly far more important today than at any point in our history as an organisation. And it's really fantastic for us to be able to say that audiences are connecting with us today more than ever before.
Menteri Komunikasi Federal Mitch Fifield melihat SBS sebagai pemeran yang penting dalam membangun kohesi sosial dalam masyarakat.
SBS has helped us as a nation to better understand ourselves, and it's helped us as a nation to better understand the world that we are a part of.
Pihak Perserikatan Buruh MEAA atau Media Entertainment and Arts Alliance yang mewakili para staf berita dan editorial di ABC dan SBS memperingatkan bahwa tindakan untuk menggabungkan kedua pemancaran umum itu dengan alasan penghematan biaya atau meningkatkan efisiensi harus dilakukan dengan sangat hati-hati. Sementara itu, kesimpulan dari sebuah laporan yang disusun oleh sebuah kelompok periset Australia Institute menemukan bahwa penggabungan kedua pemancar umum itu tidak meningkatkan efisiensi finansial sama sekali.